What would have actually helped your younger self the most? What did he need? Like, if he could have had the dream big brother who would have actually really helped him with his developments, what would his dream big brother been like? Who he actually, this is very important, who he actually would have listened to. If you've got any ideas, you can write them down in your own, like, notes or anything, just quickly. Whatever came up into mind. Because, you know, for a long time, I read this book right behind me, the How to Win Friends and Influence People. Amazing book. It's not perfect 100% of the time. Because if I just followed the principles from that book and I spoke in a very positive, like pleasant, soft way, again, no one would be here right now. I'd probably have 100k subs. I spoke to the camera as if it was my younger self, and I had to like use like the phrases he would listen to. If I tried to speak to him, like a lot of these like pussy YouTubers who are speaking pleasantly and softly and, oh, you could try this if you want, he would have thought that I was a pussy and he wouldn't have followed my advice. So when I call him a pussy and I say, okay, if you don't do this, you're a pussy, he would have actually taken that advice. That's why I speak like that. For storytelling, a point is, tell the story that your audience can actually relate to with the pain and the stage that they're in right now. And you can usually tell like who a creator is trying to get as his audience by the stories he tells. Now, you can still tell a story, for example, if I tell a story from childhood, doesn't mean that I'm trying to like get children to watch my videos, but it's still because it's relatable to you. So if I tell a story from childhood, oh, I used to play, you know, this computer game on the old like box computer with the monitor and the pull-out keyboard. It's like, I'm talking about childhood, but it's like pretty much most of the guys here would relate to that, right? Like playing the computer games literally 15 years ago. But it's important to really clarify to yourself, who are you currently trying to attract? For the guys who have made their school communities, that's the answer right there. It's okay, well, who would you want to join your school community? What stage of your development would you want to join? Like, what version of you, let's say for Elias, what version of Elias would we want to join the school community? Because you can't just say like, oh yeah, the one who's like a billionaire or something. Because he's not going to respect you, right? Like, he thinks you're like a dumbass right now, right, Truth? So it's like, what stage of Elias are you trying to attract into your community? Like you said, it's probably the one who's, for example, he's already been on NoFap to the point that he doesn't even like think about NoFap at all. He doesn't play video games, doesn't watch porn, all that stuff. But the problem he's currently having is that he's going to the gym. Maybe he's training a little bit too hard. Maybe he's going to the gym, but now he's like, he's went on the other side of the bell curve where he's weighing each individual gram of rice and he's starting to like lose love with his life. And you know, he's getting so autistically detailed that he's actually losing some progress. So it's very important that you clarify who you're trying to attract, in what exact position of life they're in, and speak to them. Think about what stories they'd find interesting. So, for example, like my channel saw the biggest rise when I was totally honest and I realized that like the younger Hamza version I was trying to help, who I could help the most, was the one who was obsessed with girls. And so when I started to make more videos on girls, those perform like crazy. When I tell a story on me either getting a girl or not getting a girl or getting ignored or not getting ignored or any of these things, those videos performed hugely. Because I was finally speaking to the version of me that counts. And you know, I'll tell you a quick story. Very recently, for the last like few months, I've stopped doing that. I got almost like bullied. Like, I'm not a victim or anything, but I'm not a pussy, but like almost like bullied out of doing this practice of like really speaking to my younger self. My younger self only cared about pussy. He was only going to click on a dating video. When I made dating videos, they were getting so many views. The channel was going like crazy. But I kept on seeing comments of people saying like, oh no, you know, like, oh, dating's not important, guys. You know, just be a Sigma male grinder and just focus on other things. And I got too influenced by that. So this might happen to yourself. You might get captured by the audience. What might happen is you might be making the right videos for the person that you're trying to help. But there'll be some people who don't exactly fit completely into like your target audience, who will be watching, who will be subscribed, and they'll kind of like reinforce, or you know, kind of like they'll there's a phrase, what's that phrase? Sand or shave. You know, when you get sandpaper and you kind of like do it till it like kind of reshapes itself, scrub. No, there's a real, like, it's like a design shape. Mold is a word we can say, yeah. Your audience will mold you more than you realize up until you become a person that you didn't even like plan to be. And if you're doing YouTube to make a brilliant impact, to have some creative outlet that you enjoy, and to make a lot of money doing it, you really don't want this to happen. What you want to happen is that you stay protected from the comments and the influence of these people,